SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Ever feel like you're staring down a wall of sheer terror when it comes to public speaking? Like your brain decides to go on strike the moment the spotlight hits you? Yeah, I get it, that feeling is real. But guess what? It doesn't have to rule your life. Today, we're diving deep into building confidence through public speaking. Think of this as your crash course in turning those butterflies into soaring eagles, ready to take flight and conquer any stage. Now, let's be honest, the world throws a lot our way that can shake our confidence. Deadlines, social pressures, even just figuring out what to have for dinner can sometimes feel like climbing Mount Everest. But public speaking? That's often seen as the ultimate test. Ever notice how some people seem effortlessly charismatic on stage, while others crumble under pressure? It all boils down to a few key strategies, and trust me, these aren't rocket science. First up, preparation is your secret weapon. Think of it like this. You wouldn't jump into the deep end without practicing your swimming strokes, right? Same goes for public speaking. Knowing your material inside out gives you a solid foundation of confidence. Practice, 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 in front of the mirror, with friends, even record yourself and watch it back. Don't worry, we all have those awkward moments. The more comfortable you are with your content, the less room there is for fear to creep in. Next, picture this. You're standing on stage, feeling calm and focused. You've practiced extensively, and now it's showtime. But what if something unexpected happens? Maybe a question throws you off guard or the technology glitches. That's where adaptability comes in, your superpower to roll with the punches. Don't let those little hiccups derail your whole performance. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation, and keep going. Remember, audiences appreciate authenticity and resilience. Speaking of being authentic, forget trying to be someone you're not. Let your genuine personality shine through. People connect with realness, so don't try to force it. Embrace your quirks. Add a touch of humor if it feels natural, just be yourself. You've got something unique to offer, and that's what will truly captivate your audience. Now, let's talk about managing those pre-speech jitters. Ever feel like your heart is about to burst out of your chest? Take a deep breath, literally. Slow, controlled breaths can calm your nerves and center you in the moment. Visualization also works wonders. Picture yourself delivering a powerful, confident speech. Imagine the positive energy from the audience, their attentive faces, their engaged responses. Finally, remember that public speaking is a journey, not a destination. Even the most seasoned speakers have moments of doubt or stumble occasionally. The key is to learn from each experience, keep practicing, and celebrate your progress. Every time you step out of your comfort zone, you build resilience and confidence that will serve you well in all aspects of life. Let's face it, we've all had those I want to disappear moments before a presentation. Remember that awkward time in high school when you had to give a speech about, well, anything? Maybe you tripped over your words, forgot what you were saying, or the room felt like it was closing in on you. Sound familiar? I've been there, trust me. But guess what? After facing my own fear of public speaking head-on, I realized something profound. Those moments of vulnerability can actually be your greatest strength. Think about it. When you embrace imperfection and acknowledge those nerves, you create a genuine connection with your audience. They realize you're human too, someone who feels the same anxieties they might have. That honesty builds trust and makes you more relatable. So, what are the key takeaways from our conversation today? Remember, preparation is your best friend. Embrace adaptability. Let your authentic self shine through. Manage those jitters with deep breaths and visualization. And most importantly, see every opportunity to speak publicly as a chance for growth. You've got this. Ready to put these tips into action? I want to hear from you. Share your experiences in the comments below. Tell me about a time when you conquered your fear of public speaking, or even just drop a line if this episode resonated with you. Remember, every small step counts. Let's build confidence together, one speech at a time. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.